In the last video, I talked about why not just use bank financing. Well, in this video, I want to talk about the benefits of using creative financing. Now, I know you're already in this course, you've already bought it, so you're all in, right? But I want to resell you on the idea because this is one of the most valuable decisions you can make as a real estate investor, and it is going to take some work. It's not going to happen overnight. You're going to have to practice this, you have to learn it, you have to go through this course and use it in the real world, but it can be a very valuable decision that'll make you a lot of money over the years. And here's why. Private money, seller financing, a lot of the things you're going to learn in this course, creative financing, can work in different parts of the real estate cycle. I mentioned how one of the disadvantages of bank financing is that at the best times to buy, like 2008, 9, and 10 during the recession, when there's lots and lots of deals available, banks were not loaning as much money. So if your business is just dependent on that tool, then you're not going to maximize your opportunities. On the other hand, creative financing, the tools you're going to learn here, there are always tools available to use. Here in 2021, the market's pretty hot. We're kind of the top, more closer to the top of a market cycle. I am using private money. Seller financing is not quite as easy, but they're still available if you go negotiate it. A lot of it's up to you and how hard you're willing to work, how much you're willing to negotiate. And even in the downturns as well, I remember 2008, 9, and 10, some of my private lenders were not so keen on putting their money in the stock market and going up and down, and there were issues. They liked this real collateral of real estate. They can go look at, touch, feel, and there's a lot of benefits to that. So the proposition, the value proposition that you're giving to these individuals with creative financing, it can work in up markets, it can work in down markets, which means you have a more consistent real estate investing business. The other thing, of course, that we love about it is easier to qualify. When you're a new investor, this is the reason I got started with it in the first place, that your income, your credit, your down payments, the number of loans that you get cut off on from a bank financing standpoint is not always the case with creative financing. It's open to negotiation, it's open to discussion, and whether you are somebody's brand new, whether you're an experienced investor, there is some qualification. Some private lenders are going to know that they can trust you. You have to build a relationship with them. But in the traditional sense of qualifying, it's all off the table. You can negotiate no down payment loans. You can have 15, 20 loans as long as your private lender is happy with that. And so there's a lot of different ways of looking at qualifying, much easier to do. Control, flexibility, and risk. I tried to emphasize a lot how bank financing, I told you the story of Dave Francey, there's a lot of risk there that sometimes people don't recognize, especially in a hot market. But with creative financing, you can control the terms. It's handcrafted. You're sitting across the table from a seller. You're sitting across the table from a private lender. These are individuals. These are people. And it's a negotiation. If it doesn't work for both of you, you don't do the deal. And that's a beautiful thing when you're a negotiator, when you're a real estate investor, because you can set up your financing to meet the needs of your business, to meet the needs of your deal. It's very flexible. The timing is flexible as well. If you need to move fast, you can move fast. If you need to wait 3 or 4 months, you can wait 3 or 4 months if that's what the seller needs or somebody else needs. And so very flexible. And then the risk is negotiable. Now, there's always going to be risk you take as an entrepreneur, but when you're handcrafting the terms, you can negotiate risk. You can negotiate not to have a loan be personally liable. You can negotiate away the personal liability of that risk so that if that deal goes bad, then it doesn't spread over into the rest of your assets. We're going to talk about that in the course, some specific terms to do that. But that's just one example of how you can look at the risk of a real estate deal and of your portfolio, and you can negotiate certain things, and you might have to give up some benefits to the private lender or other person in order to get something else, but it's all negotiable. And so you can also have a lower risk portfolio with creative financing. And then what I love about it, this has been the kind of surprising benefit that I should have seen, but this is a long-term relationship business. Real estate's all about people. Successful real estate investors have relationships with lenders, with vendors, with their tenants, with people in their community, and money, having a relationship with people who can loan you money or invest with you over and over and over again is one of the hallmarks of a quality business. If you think about any business out there, when you can do repeat business with your customers, with your vendors, that makes everything easier. Everything's smoother. You're not working quite as hard. Early on in your business, you're having to hustle. You're having to work to meet people. But if you build trust with somebody, they'll work with you for decades. And that's an amazing thing to have with private money because you can just make a call. 2 seconds later, you got money for a deal. That's the way it works. And what that also means is that you have an unlimited number of loans. As long as you're willing to hustle, you know, one private lender might have a cap on how much they'll do, but they might have a friend who wants to do more deals, and they might have other people out there. So there's trillions of dollars of even just self-directed IRA money, personal money sitting on the sidelines that you could go out and get your portion of. So there's a virtually unlimited amount of money if you want to scale your business and grow more. And then finally, it's fun. This is a fun business. It's fulfilling working with individuals. I find, you know, there's nothing wrong with going to a bank loan, but I know when I pay interest to an individual, my private lender, seller financing person, that interest, that payment that I'm making them is benefiting their lives. They're using that to pay their insurance, their retirement. We have a conversation at a coffee shop and they tell us how beneficial that is to them. And it's also beneficial to you. So this is a win-win fun business where you get to meet people, you get to add value to one another. And that's very, very rewarding. And one of the best parts about being in real estate investing. So that's it for the introduction. I hope you'll begin the course. There's a lot of lessons there. Ask questions. If you have any questions for me here at the beginning of the course or for Dykes, just leave that below in the lessons in the comments below. And we look forward to seeing you in the other lessons of the course.